You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hi, I'm Joe Heath.
I'm Tony Heath.
And this is the Watchathon of WrestleOn.
A baby episode.
A baby episode?
It's just a little baby.
I guess. That sounds really weird. Who gave birth to this baby? Did we give birth to this baby?
John Nathan Turner, I think.
Oh, you're gonna blame him?
Who wrote it?
Oh, I mean, we're going to be talking about all of Doctor Who.
I thought we were talking about the thingy that we watched.
We're going to do both.
So it's just a little baby episode because it's just a little thingy.
We're talking about a little thingy, but also we're talking about the big thingy that the little thingy came from.
Okay.
Today, we're going to be talking about classic Doctor Who, which consisted of seven Doctors, which spanned an era that consisted of 26 seasons of television, 159 serials, 695 episodes that aired from November 23rd, 1963 to December 6th, 1989. And we watched it starting January 27th, 2015.
Holy shit.
All the way to April 17th, 2022.
True facts!
What a colossal waste of time!
I suppose. We're also going to talk about Dimensions in Time, which was a two-episode charity event for the 30th anniversary that aired November 26th, 1993 to November 27th, 1993.
Joe Fax!
But before we talk about either of those things, I think we should briefly talk about New Who. And the New Who news is Old Who news. We're getting an old doctor back for the 60th anniversary. It's weird that we're talking about the 60th anniversary on this episode where we're going to be talking about the 30th anniversary. But it was announced just prior to us recording this episode that David Tennant and Catherine Tate, Donna Noble, will be returning for the 60th anniversary special.
I'm pretty excited. I think it's going to be fun.
I heard a thing that Jodie might regenerate into David Tennant. Would that be weird?
Yes, that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. What if she regenerates into Tennant? Tennant does the 60th special and then regenerates into Gatwa.
That doesn't seem real.
It could happen. What if?
Like, I guess it could, but why?
What if Shuri Gatwa is actually the 15th Doctor, not the 14th?
Just to fuck up the numbering?
Yeah.
Okay, that would actually be kind of funny.
I mean, the numbering is already hella fucked. Because we got the War Doctor, which doesn't have a number. And then we have all these, like, prior to the first Doctor Doctors. So, numbers are just made up.
You heard it here first. Numbers are fake.
Numbers are just a thing your brain tells you is real. What if we have this episode and Donna's brain just explodes?
First of all, why would you even say something like that on my podcast?
Oh, it's your podcast, is it?
I'm kicking you out.
It's our podcast.
I'm kicking you out for having the audacity.
Actually, I'm using an audition for this.
For fuck's sake.
Okay, so that's the New Who news. So let's talk about the Old Who news. Let's talk about Dimensions in Time. Like I said, it was a two-part charity episode. I gave each episode titles because I'm like that. Episode one I called Loopy.
Okay.
And episode two I called Mandy to the Rescue. Okay, so I'm going to try to give a brief summary of what this is. It was done for charity, so it's...
So it's fine that it's like that.
Yes. It's a crossover with EastEnders. Basically what happens is the Ronnie and her companion, Sirian, who's supposed to be Sir Ian McKellen, which is why his name is that, but they couldn't get him. But her and her companion have been gathering... species. They've got a Time Lord, they've got a Cyberman. They've been gathering one of every kind of thing.
Like Noah's Ark.
Yeah, cloning them, right? Making a clone. The Ronnie's doing that so that she can control all of evolution somehow. That's her plan.
I don't know, I wasn't actually paying attention to the plot. I was watching all the people that I like do cute things and be cute.
That's the plot.
Yeah.
Well, she's got everything. She's got one of everything. She just needs a human from Earth. So, but she also wants the doctor out of the picture, so she gets the first and second doctor in a weird thing where it's just their heads floating around in circles.
3D rendered
of
their heads, but why do they look...
Oh, it wasn't rendered. It was like models.
Oh.
It was like wax heads or whatever that they made.
Why do they look evil and dead? I mean, they look dead because they're wax models, I guess, but why do they look evil?
Originally, it was just going to be pictures of them, but then when they were like, oh, it's got to be 3D, they made the heads. That's another thing. This whole thing isn't supposed to be in 3D. It was originally going to be called Three Dimensions in Time. But yeah, I don't know. Their floating heads just look very creepy.
I swear they have, like, their eyes are, like, they have, like, black stuff dripping from them. Like, I didn't invent that. That's real, right?
I mean, they have dark circles around their eyes, maybe too much. There's too much detail, I think, is the problem.
They're terrifying.
They're absolutely terrifying. So, she's got those in a thing. And then there's also the fourth doctor sends out a message to all the other doctors warning them of the Ronnie and her plans and how she doesn't like children. A completely useless warning. None of the doctors hear it or utilizes its advice. It's just a scene with the fourth doctor.
It's true. And it also seems pretty clear that Tom Baker was not up for location shooting.
He's wearing his red costume, too, not his classic costume. He wanted to at the end of his scene, turn towards the camera and reveal that he had a bullet hole in his cheek. And they said, no.
Said, chill out, maybe. That's a lot.
It's so weird that, like, the third doctor in this looks, like, way more energetic and young than the fourth doctor does.
That's kind of true.
The rest of the plot is the Ronnie is trying to stop the doctor, and she's trying to shove the doctor and his companion into a time loop that cycles between 1973... 1993 and 2013, and they are stuck inside, I guess, wherever EastEnders is. I think Albert Square, and there's a bunch of EastEnder characters. I don't know who any of them are, but like they keep like jumping. They're in a time groove or whatever, so he keeps changing between different doctors, and the companion keeps changing as well to like different companions, and including at one point the companion turns into Romana 2, the second one. The Ronnie kidnaps her and clones her because she's trying to get a human, but Romana's not a human. She's a Time Lord, and then the doctor uses that to turn the trap back on her, and that's how he defeats her. And that's the basic gist. But through that, we see, who all do we see? Third doctor, fifth doctor, sixth doctor, seventh doctor. Companion-wise, we see, I'm going to try to go in, not chronological in the episode, but chronological throughout the series. We have Susan, Victoria, Sarah Jane. I guess we also have the Brigadier and Yates.
I was so mad it was Yates.
Yates shows up in Bessie. It should have been Ben.
Especially since, isn't Yates kind of evil?
He redeemed himself.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right.
Like Planet of the Spiders. He's like, I'm sorry, I was a dickhead. I want to help you out. Oh, I skipped one. Liz Shaw is there. This is a lot of their last appearances, by the way. Some because they just never came back, and some because they died. Liz Shaw being one of the ones who passed away. Romana 2, Sarah Jane, Leela, finally Ace. Oh, wait. Oh, I skipped two. Maybe three. Shit. There's so many companions. Perry, Nyssa, and Mel were all there at one point, too. That's a lot of companions.
That is a lot of companions.
They were also going to try to get, like, Jamie and Joe and somebody else, but they were unavailable. That's all the doctors that were alive or in it, and then two that were just floating heads. So what are your thoughts on this thing?
A certain point when we were watching it, I think I turned to you and I said, this is what people who don't watch Doctor Who think Doctor Who is. I mean, it's just a bunch of nonsense.
Kind of enjoy it, though.
Yeah, it's not unenjoyable nonsense. Yeah, I mean, it's a
charity special?
Yeah. It's a bunch of people were like, hey, would you do this? And everybody kind of went, yeah, I guess. I don't see why not.
And they all deferred their payment or whatever to charity. So
I do think what surprised me about it is how much I just had fun being like, oh my gosh, it's this person. Oh my. Literally, the thing that really surprised me was getting very excited at seeing Sylvester McCoy and Ace. Like, we hadn't just finished that season.
It's also fun seeing, like, they didn't just stick the Doctor with their companion. They kind of mixed it up a little bit.
That was very fun.
So it's, like, fun seeing Six and Ace, or I forget who Susan was with, but three?
Six?
I don't remember. Oh, it was all a confusing. Everything keeps jumping around.
It's the kind of thing that I feel like usually only happens in fan fiction, where you're like, I dumped all of my toys out from all these different sets and mixed them all together so that I could see how these characters would interact.
Oh yeah, speaking of that, there's also, not only are there all the Doctors and the companions, but also the Rani, because she has her menagerie, pulls out every single, like, the Doctor Who villain that they had in the props department.
That hadn't already been destroyed.
So there's like a Cyberman, there's Time Lord, there's the little wolf thingy from Happiness Patrol, Fifi. There's a Tetrap, there's a whole bunch of them, just crowding the streets. There's going to be Daleks, and the Terry Nation wanted lots of money, and so they couldn't do it. They actually filmed it, but they couldn't use the Daleks. Also, this is the only Doctor Who episode written by John Nathan Turner. This is the only thing he's ever actually written, like, or at least got credit for. What did you think of John Nathan Turner's writing style?
It was interesting.
Yeah. Adequate.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Like, it was fun.
Yeah.
Like, there were some good jokes. It was weird when we jumped to 2013 and it looked so much like the 70s, not even the 80s. This is the 90s and it looked like the 70s.
I think that was the most distressed that we got, too. I mean, they did make a good joke about, like,
cycling styles.
Yeah, everything old is new again, which I thought was great. But I think that was the most distressed we got watching it. It was like, oh no, they're in 2013.
I like the one special effect they do to signal that it's the future, which is just like a subway train thing goes by in the background.
There's not public transportation in the future, you fools.
But yeah, I enjoyed all the like little references and stuff. The things I didn't get was any of the EastEnders stuff. Like those two people from the 2013 were supposed to be older versions of...
That's true.
And I was like, I didn't get any of that.
Once in a while, a character would just do too much. And you'd be like, I guess that's from... that person's from the EastEnders. That person had too much dialogue. I guess they're from the EastEnders.
The actress who plays Mel, Bonnie Langford, this was her first appearance on EastEnders, and she would eventually become a recurring character. Not as Mel, obviously, but she actually went on to be on EastEnders proper. Though that was like the big selling point of how they raised money for charity for this, was that part one ends on a cliffhanger. The Rani reveals herself and she's gonna, I don't know, shoot Liz or something. There was a call-in vote where you could choose which EastEnders character would stop the Rani. It would either be Mandy or Big Ron.
Like that his name is Big Ron.
I watched the Big Ron version because it's also on YouTube. It's the exact same, except it's Big Ron. There was a scene where it's Romana 2. She's the only one, by the way, who doesn't interact with the Doctor. I don't know if you noticed that. She's in like a garage and these two guys come in who look very similar. I thought maybe they were twins. I'm not sure. But because I thought they were twins, I thought we were going to get both Romanas in that scene to sort of like parallel. But I think they were just two bald guys, and I thought they were twins.
They were two completely separate bald guys.
But she's like asking where the Doctor is, and they're like, well, Doctor What's-His-Face is over there, who am I'm assuming is an EastEnders character. And she says, Doctor Who?
And then everyone goes,
I don't know if I have anything else to say. You have anything else to say on this? Do you think this is a proper send-off to Doctor Who?
I wouldn't call it like a proper send-off because it is just a goofy little thing. But I think for like a cute little anniversary thing, it's fun enough just to be like, oh yeah, look at all of them. Look at all of them together doing stuff. Cute. It is weird that it's like the last Doctor Who for a while.
And that it's a weird crossover with a soap opera. You know what I kind of wish, though? I kind of wish we'd gotten some scenes of the Doctors interacting with each other. We didn't get any of that, except when they did the thing where they touch their temples and then they link with each other.
Mind Link.
Yeah, they do that a couple times. And then when they throw the fourth Doctor in there, and it's just clearly a reused scene from his little opening monologue. But yeah, that's Dimensions in Time. We watched it. This is not just about Dimensions in Time. This is also about Doctor Who altogether. Classic Doctor Who. We watched all of it. So when we do these look backs, we do Sweet 16s or whatever. But we're going to do a Sweet 7.
A Sweet 7?
Yep. We're going to take the ones who won best of the respective Doctors 1 through 7. And we're going to pit them against each other and see what wins. And I know you barely have any idea what happened in the last serial we watched.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
This is just a terrible, just an awful, awful idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So up first, we have The Mind Robber, the second Doctor serial.
The Mind Robber's fun.
Versus Vengeance on Varos.
I don't remember Vengeance on Varos.
Vengeance on Varos is the sixth Doctor serial. Well, first off, the second Doctor won the Mind Robber.
Mind Robber.
The Mind Robber.
The Mind Robber.
Oh, let me explain what they are first. Maybe it'll change your mind. You don't remember. The Mind Robber is the one where they go to the land of fiction, and it's very weird and experimental, and Jamie gets a new face. Vengeance on Varos is the one with la 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 la, and it has the greatest cliffhanger where they're filming it and they say cut, and there's the old couple watching them on TV. It's very, very meta. Both interesting serials. So Mind Robber versus Vengeance on Varos.
Mind Robber.
Yeah, it's the Mind Robber. Next up, we have The Myth Makers.
The Myth Makers.
Which is the first Doctor serial. I think it's almost entirely missing, if not all missing, where they do the Trojan horse thing, and there's the greatest joke, which is, it's a little late to say woe to the horse. We get the companion Katrina, and we lose Vicky. So that is up against Inferno, which is the third Doctor serial, where he goes to an alternate universe where the Brig has an eye patch, and Liz Shaw is evil, and Benton is a werewolf.
Inferno might technically be better than Mythmakers.
I think it might be.
God damn it!
See, sometimes
nothing about this game that's enjoyable.
Next up, we have The Greatest Show in the Galaxy, which is the seventh Doctor serial, which is very meta, and there's a circus and a nerd boy and a wolf girl and a burger-eating bat-headed guy. Did I say clowns? There's clowns. That is up against Enlightenment, which is the fifth Doctor serial.
Greatest Show in the Galaxy.
There's boats and there's feminism. I mean, I don't know. It's written and directed by a woman. I'm actually blanking on the plot a little bit. I remember it being very good. It does have a terrible ending because they have to tie back into the because
it's got the Turlo stuff at the end.
Yeah, but it's all good up into that. It's the race. I would say The Greatest Show in the Galaxy over Enlightenment. I like Enlightenment a lot, though, but it has the Turlo stuff in it weighing it down.
That's true.
So, Greatest Show in the Galaxy?
Okay.
Next up, we have The Sun Makers, the fourth Doctor serial, which is about taxes. God, I can't believe we chose that one. I still don't know how that happened. But
I'm about to pass it on again. What?
Up against Mind Robber, the Mind Robber, the second Doctor serial.
You don't want to pass on Sun Makers?
I don't. Not against the Mind Robber.
All right. Mind Robber.
Kidding me? Inferno versus The Greatest Show in the Galaxy. I'm going to have to go with The Greatest Show in the Galaxy again.
Over Inferno?
Yeah, I liked Inferno, but I really like The Greatest Show in the Galaxy.
I don't have strong enough feelings, so we'll have to defer to you.
All right, Greatest Show in the Galaxy. And now the two that is going to be hard for me. The Mind Robber versus The Greatest Show in the Galaxy.
I kind of want to say Mind Robber.
Yeah.
Do you want to say Greatest Show in the Galaxy? In the Galaxy. In the galaxy.
Actually, I think I would say The Mind Robber. It's shorter. It's always going to be a point in its favor. Like, there's some parts of The Greatest Show in the Galaxy that don't quite entirely work. Like, some of the characters are a little extraneous. Like, I don't super care about some of those characters. So I'd be willing to say The Mind Robber. What do you think?
I'm not fully invested in this process.
You have to pick.
I pick Enlightenment.
We already killed that one. The Mind Robber, The Greatest Show in the Galaxy. That's what we're doing.
I really wanted Mythmakers to be number one.
I didn't think it'd ever be number one because it's missing. That's a huge knock.
But I wanted it to be number one.
You voted it out.
I changed my mind.
You can't change your mind. I mean, I guess you can.
I'm going to vote for Planet of Giants. best serial of classic Doctor Who.
I feel Thank like you. You're not taking this very seriously.
That's my vote.
You said Mind Robber before you said Greatest Show in the Galaxy, so I'm going with that.
All right.
That's what you voted for. You picked it. All complaints go to Tony. How about that?
Excuse me?
Yeah. So we did our Sweet Seven. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back. We'll be back for some final thoughts and some news about the future of this podcast.
News.
This Labor Day weekend, fandom is calling. Let Michael, Mike, Darren, and Jen help you answer the call with the latest news, notes, tips, and tricks on the DragonCon Report. Available as an audio podcast, visit DragonConReport.com, and for the first time ever, watch us on video via Facebook Live and YouTube. We want to help you celebrate your fandom in all the best ways. So listen up, and we'll see you at the con.
And we're back. Tony.
Welcome back.
I'm not even going to ask you. Let's just do final thoughts.
Wow.
You're not going to do the Sweet Seven seriously? I'm not going to do your bit seriously. Ha! Take that.
All right.
Final thoughts.
So is there any final thing you want to say about Doctor Who? Not about any specific Doctor, but just about the show in general.
It's a TV show, and we watched all of it.
Has it changed your life at all?
Has it changed yours?
Yeah.
How has it changed your life?
It's made me do a lot of extra work. I've made some new friends.
Yeah.
And some money. And it's been a bonding experience for us.
Bonding?
Sometimes the opposite of bonding. What's that? Tearing us apart?
An obstacle in our marriage?
Yeah. It's been an obstacle, but also an obstacle we overcame.
We did it.
We did it. I'm proud of us for doing it. I thought you were going to quit at any second. And we did it. We did the whole
truly
show.
Almost did multiple times.
That was a high five. I'm high-fiving Tony for sticking with it.
Do you feel like you've gained what you wanted to when you were the person who wouldn't watch New Who without watching all of Classic Who in order?
I don't know, because I did eventually watch New Who.
It has surprised me, though. Like, it seems like when Classic Who stuff comes up in New Who, it has always felt like it's in time with the podcast.
Right? Like, we just did that 30th anniversary special. When they were just announcing the 60th anniversary special.
We just finished Ace.
And Ace is coming back in the next episode. You know what else is weird? We're going to be starting New Who, the RTD era, when the RTD era starts again.
That's true.
It's so weird. Like, we're behind, but we're also staying in sync. It's like weirdly paralleling. It's amazing. I'm wondering if that will continue when we start New Who. I'll also be interested to start New Who and see if there's any, like, I'm like, oh, okay. I see what they're doing.
So you've yet to know if you have received your additional context.
Right. I'm about to find out. I do feel like there definitely have been things where I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't realize that was a reference or like, oh, that's very similar. Like the Joe and the Doctor doing things through the window that was very reminiscent of the Doctor and Donna doing things through the window, stuff like that, or the Master watching children's television.
That's true. That is just a running thing. I can't imagine not knowing about the Morbius Doctors and having watched some of the, you know, having watched some of the Timeless Child stuff because it's so bonkers. I don't think I'd know just how bonkers it was.
Or similarly, how just uninteresting the Valyard was.
Yeah, I'm still mad about that, to be honest.
Everyone goes on and on
years,
about it.
Years of watching Doctor Who and having everyone be like, I bet this person's the Valyard. What's the Valyard? Oh, the Valyard's like an amalgamation of all the Doctor's deepest darkness. And it's like, that sounds cool. And it's not. The Valyard fucking sucks. And no one tells you that unless you go and you watch that classic Doctor Who.
So that's why we had to do it. We had to watch it for our own self. And you should watch it for your own self So you will also find out all these things. Like another thing that I didn't expect was how much you were going to enjoy the first Doctor era, specifically.
I thoroughly enjoyed the first Doctor era, yes.
Like, you don't know if you're going to like it or not unless you watch it.
Yeah, it is kind of nice to, like...
make your own opinions?
Yeah, especially with things like Six, who's, like, a very, very divisive. People either really love him or really hate him.
I kind of both.
I was going to say, they're both right.
I like Colin Baker. I hate the writing. I hate Eric Sayward.
Yeah, but now I know that.
You know what? That's an awful lot. Like, I love Jodi, don't like Chibnall.
Right.
So, but yeah, it's fun to not just go by what the common consensus is and make up your own mind about these things.
I also do like that there's stuff, like I saw you tagged me in a tweet the other day that was somebody being like, could you imagine there's somebody out there whose favorite Doctor Who serial is Planet of Giants? And I was like, yes, hello, it's me.
Hell, I think you like the web planet.
Yeah. Okay, the thing about the web planet is that it's like actively antagonistic to watch. But I also get the people who like really like it and really defend it.
It's not the worst Doctor Who serial I've seen, so.
It's not the worst, and, like, the costumes are great. Nobody ever talks about the fucking Optra, the cute little, the little pill bugs who look like they're wearing jammies. They're so fucking cute!
I find it so amazing that you can remember that stuff, but can't remember, like, what happened two serials ago sometimes. We watched that in 2015. So however many years ago that was, I can't math.
But I remember the pill bugs. Because they did little hoppies. Maybe if more characters did little hoppies, I'd remember them.
You remember Ian in a matchbox.
Yeah! He was so small! He got so small!
Do you remember anything about time flight?
It involves planes, I think.
Giving me a goddamn headache, yes. See, that's one that's worse than the web planet. Time flight, time crash...
That, actually, I would like to do more. I would rather do a bracket of, like, the worst episodes than a bracket of the best episodes. Because I have stronger feelings about that.
Well, I think I know my bottom three.
What are your bottom three?
Possibly. I'd have to think about it a little more. But, for like, immediately off the top of my head, it's Time Flight, Time Crash, and The Power of Krull.
You hated The Power of Krull? I can't even remember anything about it, except that you hated it.
There was a giant green head thing that, like, rose up over the horizon, and it was bad. I hated it. It was terrible. Do you remember Time Crash? That was the one with H.G. Wells and the little crystal room. They go through the portal, and they're dangling from crystals. It was so fucking bad.
I don't remember it. I do remember the Optra. I remember the little pill bug guys, who were very cute, and they had little grumpy voices, I think.
I think they talk very like this.
Yeah, I loved them.
Two of your favorites have oversized bugs in them.
I never said that the web planet was my favorite.
No, you said it was. You said, no.
You are acting like I loved the web planet.
You loved the web planet. You wanted to marry those bugs. You also really liked Edge of Destruction.
I did like Edge of Destruction.
I don't understand Edge of Destruction.
You're not supposed to understand Edge of Destruction. You're just supposed to experience it.
Like Ghostlight?
Like Ghostlight, but better.
I think we've talked
enough.
Enough.
I think this podcast is done.
Yeah, it's done.
We've got chores to do.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of this podcast being done, our next episode, we are going to wrap up all of that old Doctor Who stuff. We're going to do the Doctor Who TV movie. I think we're going to be doing a live stream. Actually, that's probably already happened by the time you've listened to this. We did a live stream, and I put it up publicly, and you all joined in, and we all had a great fun time. We all loved it. And then we recorded a podcast right afterwards. So the next episode is going to be the TV movie, the Eighth Doctor TV movie. Here's what's going to happen after that. We're going to stop doing the podcast for a while.
But just for a while.
Just for a while.
We're coming back.
We're going into the wilderness years for real. I don't know how long it's going to be. Maybe a month, maybe more. I don't know. I want to get a buffer built up.
Guys, Joe is very cute and very tired. He edits the podcast and does everything that makes it function. And I don't help in any way. And in fact, I'm actively a hindrance.
You're like the antagonist.
We we're taking a little bit of a hiatus so that he can have a little bit of downtime and also build up a buffer so that it's not always a constant, gotta get it out, gotta get it out.
It won't be a contentless hiatus. I will still keep trying to get some bonus episodes out. I'm going to try to get a couple of those, like ones about the comics, out here and there. And also we'll still be doing live streams and stuff, but that's something we need to talk about, because when we come back from hiatus, we're not starting New Who right away. We have a list of bonus episodes, little pilots we're going to do that are based on things we've talked about before, some new ones we've come up with, things we've been wanting to do. And if you like these pilots, let us know, and then pay us money on Patreon, and we might make them a full series.
We want to see if we can expand out from doing just Doctor Who stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're going to continue doing New Who, and we're going to keep going straight through. So when we come back with new Doctor Who episodes, we will be starting with Rose, right? That's the first one?
Yes.
We're definitely going to keep making this podcast. It's probably going to be a little bit shorter.
We're not going to do like the deep dive recap. We're just going to talk about what we liked and all that sort of stuff. It'll be more like an extended final thoughts, really.
Yeah, I think
we'll just hit the stuff we like, and then...
Well, it made sense to do recaps when we were dealing with, like, reconstructed episodes and...
Stuff that people might not have seen
stuff,
as much.
Yeah, somebody probably saw once in the 70s and then never saw again. But yeah, I think we want to just take a little bit of a break and to flex our creativity a little bit and see what else we might like to do.
And to give you guys a preview of what we're doing, and these are all the titles we're going to put up for these. There have been a lot of debate about some of these titles. If you have alternate title ideas,
don't tell Joe.
I was going to say, let me know. Maybe you'll come up with something that's great.
We're trying to figure out a naming convention so that everything can stay branded together. And for a while, we were like, it's Watchathon. Like, Watchathon is the brand, so everything needs to be the Watchathon of whatever. But, like, the amount of mental energy we've expended trying to be like, the Watchathon of what?
You're about to hear those in a second. I'm going to, like, list off what doing. So you'll see how, like, bad they are. But I do want to say, I have pitched the Watchathon of What Is On, subtitle, whatever it is we're watching.
I kind
of
like that.
But this is what we're doing. So the first thing we're going to be doing once we get back from hiatus is something we've mentioned a bunch on this show. The Watchathon of Con, which is going to be our Star Trek podcast we're going to be watching.
It could just be Watchathon : Star Trek. It doesn't have to follow the naming convention.
That's true. But I like the Watchathon of What Is On. But yeah, the Watchathon of Star Trek. But this episode, we're calling it the Watchathon of Con.
Okay.
We're going to be watching and talking about The Cage, which is the unaired Star Trek pilot. If we do Star Trek, we're going to start from the beginning and work our way through like we've done with Doctor Who. After that episode, we're going to be doing something completely different, which we're currently calling Walk With Me, which is not a Twin Peaks podcast. It's just going to be a podcast where we go on a walk and talk about stuff.
For like a while, I've really wanted to get like a couple of lapel mics that plug right into your phone and like go on a hike and just like record a conversation. I think it's going to be cute and fun, but that's why it's a pilot.
Yeah.
we'll see
how it goes. And then maybe we'll turn that into, I think we should have an episode of Walk With Me that's called Fire Walk With Me.
Where we talk about Twin Peaks.
Yeah. But that's going to be the second episode. The third episode is going to be, this is based on me mispronouncing a character's name from the show we're doing. It's the Watchathon of Zan. I thought it was Zahn.
Okay, we've really got to sort out our naming conventions.
But the Watchathon of Zan is about Farscape. We will be watching and talking about the Farscape pilot, which is just called Premiere. And then if we continue doing that, we'll just do all of Farscape. You get it.
You get it.
And then after that, we're actually going to dip back into Doctor Who for a minute. This one isn't a pilot. We want to give you three pilots, a Doctor Who thing, three pilots, and then New Who. That's how it's structured. So after the Farscape one, we'll be doing what I'm calling the Richard E. Grant special, where we're going to talk about Curse of the Fatal Death and Scream of the Shaka, the comedy thing written by Stephen Moffat, which features Richard E. Grant briefly as the Doctor, and Scream of the Shaka, which was the official Ninth Doctor for like a hot minute before they decanonized that. And that's also stars Richard E. Grant as the Doctor. After we do that, we'll go back to the pilots and we'll be doing the Watchathon of Avon. We're going to watch the first episode of Blake 7, which is a show that's like really connected to Doctor Who. I believe the Rassilon logo shows up at one point on that show as well, just because of they used the same
they had props. Laying around.
But we'll be watching the first episode of that, and that's called The Way Back. That's really for Patreon and guest and super Watchathon of Rassilon fan Steve Conway. But other people have said we should watch Blake 7, and I'd like to see Blake 7 too. After that, we're going to do this one isn't really a pilot, but it's just called I'm calling it Talk With Me. Which is going to be, we're going to do a Q&A episode where you guys send in questions and we'll answer them. So, hey, send us questions.
I think you really just wanted to have Walk With Me and Talk With Me.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any motivation beyond that, that you're like, oh.
But it'd be nice to do like a Q&A
episode.
That
rhymes.
Yeah. I like rhyming. Even if it doesn't.
Even if it's pronounced Zan.
But yeah, send us questions or comments, whatever, and we'll read them in that episode and then answer them or talk about it or whatever. It can be about Doctor Who. It can be about our pilots. It can be about anything about us. It can be anything. Just ask us questions. And then our final pilot will be the Watchathon of Raff and Don, which is going to be our Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles podcast. We're not going to watch a pilot for that, though. I had Tony pick what episode they wanted to talk about, and you picked...
I picked Insane in the Membrane, an episode of the Four Kids Ninja Turtles that got banned for being too gross.
It is streaming. It's on Paramount Plus, so it is it's not. It didn't air, but it is available to watch. If that got picked up, what would you want to do? Would you want to go back and start from the beginning, or would you want to just jump around? What would you want to do for that if we continued that one as a podcast?
It's short. I mean, because we could do it like in order, but I would probably be like, do a handful at a time.
Are you talking about just the Four Kids one, or would you want to do all of them?
I mean, I only have interest in talking about the Four Kids one. I don't have the interest you have of like doing the franchise deep dives. Instead, I just want to be like, this is the one I watched, and here's why it's good. Which is why I wanted to start with Insane in the Membrane, because it's much better than it has any right to be.
But yeah, that's it. And then once we get done with that, we'll go back to doing New Who. And again, if you like these pilots and you want more, pay us. We do get some money on Patreon, but we need a good chunk more to do another series. I don't know how much more, but...
I have the figure. I tried to make it a stretch goal on our Patreon, and you cut the number way down. And I was like, it needs to be enough to basically replace a part-time income. That's what that number needs to be, because that's how much time Joe would spend on editing two podcasts.
Yeah, I'm already spending too much time doing this for a minuscule amount of money. I mean, we appreciate everything you guys do, and I really enjoy doing this podcast, and we're going to keep doing it. But also, it is a lot of work. But that's, I do it because I like it, and I like forcing Tony to talk to me for 2 hours a week.
Is that the whole thing?
Yeah, it's a guaranteed hangout with Tony.
You know, we like live in the same house.
Yeah, but it's so hard to get you off your phone.
You don't need to invent this whole pretense.
I mean, but it's also just nice to work on a project together with you.
It is.
But yeah, that's the plan. A real quick recap. Next up, we're going to be doing the TV Doctor movie. Then we'll be doing Star Trek, The Cage. Then we'll be doing Walk With Me. Then we'll be doing Zan. The Farscape pilot premiere. Then we'll be doing the Richard E. Grant special, which is Curse of the Fatal Death and Scream of the Shaka. Then Blake 7 pilot, the Way Back. Then we'll do our Q&A episode, Please Send Us Questions. And then we'll be doing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Insane in the Membrane. And if you liked this episode of the podcast, you can check out more on WatchYourAssLon.com. You can also find our podcast, our Patreon, and more at linktree.com/watchathon. That's linktr.ee/watchathon. That's where you can also find our Patreon to give us money to do those other shows. But speaking of, I want to say a special thanks to all of our friends of Rassilon. And I'm going to start, and Tony's going to do every other one.
What?
Because last time we did this, I got stuck with one that I have a hard time pronouncing the word. It's not that I have a hard time pronouncing it. I just cannot discern between E's and I's. So this is arranged in a way that Tony gets that word and I don't have to say it and be mocked for my southern accent.
Do I have notes?
Yeah, I sent them to you.
Do we have notes for this whole thing?
I thought you were looking at them.
I had no idea what was happening at any point.
Did you think I was just doing this off the top of my dome?
I did. You were like, now we're going to compare seven.
Do you think I was like, well, I have 26 seasons, 559 serials, 695. You think I had that all up in my head?
What? I didn't know that I had the notes.
Oh.
You were just driving this boat and I was along for the ride. I was like, I don't know what's, I'm just going to respond to whatever Joe says. We're doing a bracket now. Cool. Dimensions and time. Cool. All of that, everything we've just done has been a surprise to me.
Every time we've done the podcast, recently, I give you the notes. The way we keep notes has changed over the years. You remember I used to have like a big yellow pad that I'd hand write all of my notes out. And then we would do the episode and I'd be like, I don't know what the fuck any of this means.
Why? Because I used to have one too.
Oh yeah, you used to have one too. Then we changed to typing the notes and then not cleaning those notes up at all, which is also a nightmare. And then I would type up the notes, and then there was a while there where you would be the one reading the notes. Like, we were going to alternate hosting.
Host. But that made me anxious, and I had to stop.
Yeah, you like, I think you did one episode and was like,
I did
nope.
Two.
You did,
I did
two?
I did two, and I hated it so bad, I almost quit doing the podcast altogether.
But now it's like, I type up all the notes, and I clean them up, and I share them with Tony, and we go over them, we read them together, basically. We utilize them at the same time. So that's a lot better. I want to say special thanks to all of our friends of Rassilon.
Okay.
So first off, thank you, Ellie A. You can check them out at twitter.com/Batticeer, BATICEER.
Oh, you don't have any pronouns.
I don't. Sorry if I mess up your pronouns. Yell at me and I'll change it in the future.
A special thanks to Zoe Allen Wickler. What is their Tumblr?
Nope. I'm like, you guess.
You can check them out at Indigo. It's three vowels right in a row.
I think it's Isao, maybe. It's Indigo, ISEAU.
Tumblr.com.
Special thanks to Kaylin. Check out Kaylin on Instagram at Kaylin Does Art. By the way, that's CAILEN.
Special thanks to Brie Castellini. You can check out her awesome work at BrainsWebSeries.com.
I think she might have another website too, but like Undead Burrito or something. Special thanks to Steve Conway. Follow him on Twitter at Steve Conway.
Thank you to Elliot Cooper, also known as Doc with TARDIS Fez at Tumblr.
Special thanks to Ben Cowdell. You can check out his show Doctor Who 50 Years Ago on YouTube.
Thank you to Brenna Duncan from the Ben Podcast on YouTube.
That's the one I can't pronounce because I get my E's and I's mixed up. That's B-I-N. Thanks to the ESO Network. They host us and whatnot.
Thank you, Stephen G. Evans.
Thank you, Ray Friesen. You can check out Ray at rayfriesen.com.
Thanks. Oh, wait, hang on. Hey, thanks, Matt.
Golden.
You can visit their website at mattgolden.xyz.
Special thanks to my dad, Brad Heath. It's on Facebook, brad.heath.5437.
Special thanks to your mom, Hope Heath. She's on Facebook at hope.hortonheath.
Special thanks to Felicity Cousinets. You can check out The Flopcast at flopcast.net.
Special thanks to Hallie Larson. You can find her on Twitter at Hallie_9000.
Special thanks to Bill Lamond. You can check him out on Twitter at PastShelfDateJR.
Special thanks to Lily, a.k.a. Bisexual Brigadier on Tumblr.
Special thanks to Ian McClain.
Special thanks to Nicole Mazza, host of Terminus, a Doctor Who podcast. You can find that at terminus.libsyn.com.
And special thanks to Melissa of MaliceRewatchesDoctorWho.tumblr.com.
Aw, Melissa's been with us since the very, very beginning.
There was a time when I thought she was going to pass us and finish Doctor Who way before us. She's in the Mind Robber right now.
Special thanks to Jason Perry.
Special thanks to Rachel S.
Special thanks to Carrie Varner. You can find her work at patreon.com/Carrie Varner. She's a very awesome artist. I have several of her art pieces on my wall.
And that's CARIEVARNER. And final special thanks to Vincent E.L. for providing us with our amazing theme song.
Hey, thank you, Vince.
Check out more of their music at vincentel.bandcamp.com. And tune in next time when we talk about Doctor Who, the TV movie, with special guests, whoever the hell shows up.
It could be you.
It could be. We've done that before.
We have done that before.
That's how we got Melissa on the podcast. But until next time, keep calm and wrestle on.
Goodbye, and I love you in a platonic parasocial way.
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to think of a new catchphrase for those pilots.
Yeah, but you didn't go generic like I did.
Oh, damn it. I'm going to have to be like, keep calm and... I have to think of like some other rhyme.
You really gotta stop organizing your life and projects around rhyming.
Nope.
It's far from being all over.
You're making me giddy.
While this life,
it's the end, but the moment has been prepared for.
Feels different this time.
Carrot juice, carrot juice, carrot juice.
Come on, Ace. We've got work to do.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.